Welcome to the Managing the Smart Mind podcast with your host, Coach Kramer. This is episode 18, Three Secrets of Successful Goal Setting. Hello, welcome back to this second installment of Successful Goal Setting. And last week I talked about the biggest mistakes people make in goal setting, even very smart people. And just in case you haven't had a chance to listen yet, or you've got other things on your mind, here is a quick refresher. Mistake number one is using goal setting to feel good in the moment rather than actually achieve things, right? To get that dopamine hit when you get into fantasizing about becoming a billionaire or having a completely decluttered house or whatever it is. Second mistake, using goal setting to beat yourself up, to make yourself feel miserable, and sort of using it to compare yourself with where you want to go and then hate on yourself in the moment. That is so detrimental to your nervous system, and it's the worst way of going after a goal. So don't do that. Mistake number three is not having specific goals. That's pretty self-explanatory. Number four is not having juicy goals, right? Just sort of bland goals, which equates to not knowing your why, because you need a why for goals. And mistake number five is not committing. Okay, so those are the things you can do wrong. And this week, I'm going to take you through three missing ingredients that most people skip when they're setting goals. And the first one is, and this may surprise you, feelings. Yes, feelings again. These are essential to goal setting and to actually achieving the goals that you set. You may think feelings are kind of vague and undefinable, but you can be more wrong, because your feelings are actually an amazing compass to your true desires and how to get to where you want to be. Using your feelings in the right way actually helps you decide whether a goal is right for you, and it's so much faster than making endless lists of pros and cons. So there's actually two ways we use feelings in goal setting. The first one is to check whether this is actually a goal we really want, because sometimes, actually quite often, it can be something we think we should want because family, friends, society, pictures on Instagram, etc., have all made us believe that we should want this thing, this kind of body, this kind of bank account, this kind of nomad life, whatever, right? So maybe even getting married when you don't want to get married at all. So if you have a goal, think about the goal and then check in how it feels in your body. If it doesn't register at all, it's probably not something you want to pursue, right? Because there's zero feelings attached to it. Yeah, just don't do it. Trade it in for something you have some feelings about. If it completely freaks you out, paralyzes you, raises your blood pressure, etc., it is probably too far outside your comfort zone and in your terror zone instead. And that will just basically make it very hard to go after it. Try adjusting it a little if it is something you want, right? But feel it in your body. If it makes you feel excited, inspired, enthusiastic, and maybe a bit nervous, anxious, or stressed, perfect. Basically, you want to find that sweet spot where you're challenged enough, inspired enough, and you can still keep moving towards your goal without dying from anxiety, because we don't want that. Okay, so check in. If you already have a goal, how does it feel when you think about the goal? And the second way you use feelings in goal setting is actually using them to start realizing your goal right now, right here, in the moment. Amazing. So I want you to think about a big goal you want to achieve in the next 6 to 12 months. It could be to make more money, have more time to do what you love, go on a trip, create a healthy cash flow for your business, get fit, have more time for loved ones, whatever it is, right? Just pick whatever comes to mind. Don't overthink it. You ready? Okay. Now, imagine 6 to 12 months have passed and you have achieved your goal. Visualize it. You can even pause this podcast and live in it for a couple of minutes. And then answer this massively important question. How will you feel when you've achieved your goal? Because really, this is what you're after. It's not the actual money or time or travel or health per se. It's how you think it will make you feel. Free, calm, safe, inspired, empowered, fulfilled. It could be anything, right? That's up to you. But you want to know, what are the feelings you're going to have once you achieve that big goal you're thinking about? So I want you to write them down, unless you're driving or operating heavy machinery or whatever. I don't know. Drilling into someone's tooth. No. Listen, this is my creative ADHD brain just getting totally carried away. Order. So feelings, right? You may have to dig a little bit to find them. So I'll give you a very specific example to give you some ideas. Let's just say that one of my goals is to get hired by the Lego Group to design and deliver an in-company leadership coaching program for them. Now, knowing that that is a goal, I could immediately start creating my action plan, work out all the details, etc., etc. But then I'd be skipping the most important step, asking myself how I think it will make me feel to achieve this goal. So how will I feel when Lego has hired me to design and deliver a program for them? Well, I think I will be very inspired to have been hired and to have been able to work with one of my favorite brands. Tickles me no end. I'll be so full of joy and so inspired. I'll also be fulfilled, I think. I'll feel very fulfilled that I have made this happen and that I'm helping people at Lego be even better leaders. I'll also feel kind of significant, like I'm making a difference. I'll love that I'm having a positive impact on these people and the people they lead and the stuff they bring out into the world. I'll feel proud because I've done something that I would have considered pretty hard, if not almost impossible. I've had to grow as an entrepreneur, as a coach, as a human being. I've created something valuable. So when I achieve this goal, I think I will feel inspired, fulfilled, significant, and proud. And that's also the reason I want to achieve it, so I can feel that way. So how can I use that information, that list of feelings, actually towards achieving my goal? By finding ways to feel those feelings right now, today, and every step along the way. Because I'm not just going to, you know, spend 6 months or 12 months, whatever it is it takes to achieve this, and never feel that, and then all of a sudden going to flip a switch and I will feel completely differently. No, I am going to start living into those feelings. So I'm going to ask, what am I already doing that makes me feel inspired, fulfilled, significant, and proud? What are all the ways that this is already showing up in my work, right? Like doing a podcast for smart people, for example. How can I start realizing that and feeling those feelings more on a daily basis, right? Create awareness around the feelings that are actually my goals. And this is one of the best ways to support achieving your goal, by finding ways to already be the person who's achieved it, feel those feelings right now, even if they're not actually caused by, you know, achieving that thing. And there's a lot of talk in the manifesting world, etc., like, you know, fake it until you make it, etc., etc. This is something similar but very different, right? It's like feel the feelings, but really authentically feel them, because you are probably already doing that stuff. You don't need to fake anything. I don't need to fake feeling proud. I have stuff in my life that I'm already proud of. I have stuff in my life that already fulfills me. I guess I just want more of that or more intensity, right? So basically, if you want to have more money, find ways in which you already are rich, have money, feel abundant. Do you want to travel to be more inspired? Then start noticing all your daily small inspirations and finding ways to create even more. And in addition, create your goal plan from those specific feelings you actually want to have once you've achieved it. Don't create a plan from lack, urgency, inadequacy, or inferiority, right? Create it from abundance, inspiration, fulfillment, and pride. Tap into those feelings you want to have when you start writing your game plan. All right, the second ingredient that's usually missing when people create goal setting plans is looking at all the obstacles. Because once you start going after your goal, you'll meet lots and lots of obstacles along the way. Trust me, this is inevitable. This is exactly what is going to make you grow. So you need to expect and plan for them. Instead of just writing all the steps you need to take towards your goal, you also want to make a list of all the obstacles you can think of that will trip you up. All the ways your brain is going to try and stop you from doing something new. All the ways life, the world, and everything can get in the way. All the things you need to source, to figure out, to learn, that may take longer or be harder than you expect. All this needs to be an integral part of your plan. So going back to the Lego example, what could get in the way of me being hired? Well, for example, my fear of rejection. My brain is going to, you know, go like, don't even try that. That's never going to work because it's so terrified of failure and of rejection. Or maybe giving up if I don't succeed at the first try. Maybe I reach out and someone says, no, you know, we don't outsource this stuff or we're not interested. That could be another obstacle. Not valuing myself and my work enough to be convincing and compelling when I reach out, not knowing the right person to reach out to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I can make a whole list of obstacles, and I want you to do the same. And once you have them, you can add them to your action plan with a strategy to overcome them, right? This is an essential part of the plan. And then the third missing ingredient, small, doable steps. Your goal may definitely stretch you, but the steps need to be doable. Otherwise, it would be way too easy for your brain to give up in the moment. Don't make the journey to your goal consist of five massive Mount Everest you have to scale. Divide it up into small, doable chunks, traveling from camp to camp, if you like. Don't write things like, reach out to 100 people. Instead, write, reach out to 5 people per day or whatever sounds reasonable and doable to you. And I want you to err on the easy side. You can always do more if you feel like it, but goals shouldn't completely drain you and wear you out, especially if they're long-term goals. Don't worry if you have no idea to plan out the later part of a long-term goal. Of course you don't, because you have no idea what exactly is going to happen. So just take a guess. You can always adjust it later, but don't get bogged down in the, I don't know what's going to happen in month 5 and I need to figure it out before I start working on my plan. Okay, you're totally ready already. So to recap, here is the complete recipe for successful goal setting. Make it juicy, get specific, find the feelings that can propel you and that you can start feeling in the moment. Find the obstacles and ways, strategies to overcome them. Plan it all out into small actionable steps. Put them on the calendar, commit, and go do. Is it easy? No. Is it an amazing way to grow, have fun, learn new things, and have an impact? Hell yeah. You want to set goals. And now you know how. So go do it. And if you would like expert support in setting and pursuing juicy goals that work for you and your brain, I, of course, can help. DM me on LinkedIn, Instagram, or Facebook to learn how, or send me an email via podcast@elsakramer.com. Thank you for listening and sharing the podcast, as always. We're now reaching 54 countries, which is so frigging cool. And I am delighted. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Bye bye. Hey, smart human. You're probably listening to this podcast because you want to learn how to manage that smart mind of yours. And the first step is actually getting your bearings, doing a little brain audit. And I have the perfect tool for that, the Mapping Your Unique Brain Workbook. And you can actually download it for free at www.coachkramer.org/brainmap. So that's coachkramer.org/brainmap. Go check it out and play with it and take your first step to managing your smart mind.